From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. 700 migrants feared drowned trying to cross Mediterranean. More than 700 migrants are feared to have drowned this week in three separate shipwrecks in the Mediterranean Sea as they tried to reach Europe in smuggling boats, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Around 100 of those migrants came from a smuggler's boat that sank Wednesday, while another 550 are missing from a boat that capsized Thursday on its way from Libya. A third ship on Friday sank with an unknown number of people on board. Islamic State militants pressed their offensive in northern Syria against a major opposition stronghold, clashing with anti-government forces inside the town of Mera near the Turkish border. To the east, a Kurdish-Arab alliance backed by the United States pressed an offensive against fighters north of the IS stronghold city Raqqa. Analysts say recent Islamic State territorial gains have trapped more than 160,000 Syrian civilians in the Azaz Maraya region near the closed Turkish border. Iraqi security forces have surrounded Fallujah on four sides ahead of a full-scale offensive, but there are growing concerns over the plight of civilians trapped inside the Islamic State-held city. An Iraqi Special Forces soldier on the front line said IS put bombs in the roads and are using suicide bombers. Fallujah, a Sunni stronghold, has been held by IS longer than any other city in Iraq, and the fighters are believed to be deeply entrenched in the city. As the fighting and airstrikes around the city have intensified, the plight of civilians trapped inside has worsened. Some 800 people have managed to escape, however. From Washington, this is VOA News.